Well, Mitt Romney cruised to victory in Tuesday's Republican presidential primary in New York and four other states. And joining us online now to talk about that is Monroe County GOP Chair Bill Riley. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us. It was expected Mr. Romney would win, but are you surprised by the very low turnout, especially here in Monroe County?
Well, not really. The fact of the matter is that you had an election, the primary, where everyone pretty much knew the outcome. And, you know, even when you go into a general election, all the votes are cast in one day. Even if a certain candidate is considered a long shot, there's always hope, and the people that support them will vote for that individual. This is a primary that, even though it was carried out in New York State in one day, it's been carried out over several months. And at this point in time, I don't think anyone doubts that Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee. So the outcome was already predetermined. It's hard to evoke a lot of emotion when you know the outcome of the race. And, you know, I was with Newt Gingrich just a week ago, and even he said that he would be an extreme long shot. You know, and Santorum had dropped out of the race even though he was still on the ballot. So it really was almost a non-race.
And this, obviously, you're not concerned about the next primary then in June here then, as far as turnout goes?
Well, you know, no. I mean, primaries historically have not had a great turnout, and you cited the previous elections, presidential 20% and 30%. So even if you use 30% as the all-time or as a high mark or a high watermark, so, you know, we got about 25% of that yesterday. I certainly would have liked to see more, but it's not a surprise.
Well, are you at all frustrated that New York mattered so little this time around in the Republican presidential primary?
Well, you know, we did what we could to be more significant by breaking it down by congressional district instead of winner take all. That was, I think, a move that we thought would help. And if you had gone back to maybe 3 or 4 weeks, when Santorum was still in the race, I think it would have been, you know, more of a turnout here in this primary. But unfortunately, a couple weeks back, he dropped out, and that was pretty much the straw that everyone concluded that Mitt Romney was the candidate.
Well, would you advocate maybe moving New York's primary to another date to, you know, give the state a bigger voice in all this?
All the states advocate to move it earlier, and that's an arrangement that's made with the national party. We tried to get the earliest date we could. We got the earliest date we could. We weren't able to secure a date that was sooner. Florida went outside the parameters and did their own thing and ignored the national party. And as a result now, even though the convention's in their state, they'll be sitting in the back row, they'll have not the best accommodations, and they've lost a considerable number of their delegates going into the convention. So there were consequences. So if you want to suffer those consequences, sure, you could move it earlier. But, you know, as a team player, we wanted to adhere to what the national party, requested.
Well, Mr. Romney's already saying he's starting a new campaign. What type of local organization will there be here in Monroe County for Mitt Romney?
Well, I think that'll develop. Certainly, we've got a lot of interest in the local races, the congressional race with our county executive, Maggie Brooks. Brooks has, got a lot of support, a lot of volunteers there. A certain number of volunteers will be involved in the Romney campaign. A certain amount will be involved in the remainder of the campaigns or elections that are going to be held this year. So, we've got a lot of exciting things coming up this fall. So our volunteers will be out in force, but they'll be spread out through several arenas.
And is it time right now for Mr. Romney to formally announce a running mate?
Well, he'll determine that, and I think what you have to do with a running mate, I think he should pick someone that he feels, number one, could run the country in his absence, and number two, on the political side, someone that'll bring excitement to the ticket. Unlike what we saw, 4 years ago, certainly Sarah Palin brought excitement, but it wasn't long-lasting. It only lasted a few weeks, and look at our current situation with Joe Biden. The president picked somebody that's been an anchor around his neck and has been an embarrassment to him time and time again, so you want to make sure you pick the right person to be a VP.
All right, Monroe County GOP Chair Bill Riley, thanks very much.